In this episode of Game Changers, we have a very iconic personality. You will know his lineage the minute I say the name Baidyanath. The man behind Baidyanath, Mr. Ajay Sharma. He was born to the first family of Ayurveda, the Baidyanath group, which now completes 100 years of caring and has seen four generations own and manage it. Mr. Ajay Sharma began his formal education at St. Joseph's Convent, Allahabad, completing it at Mayo College, Ajmer, and graduated from the University of Allahabad. He studied Family Business Management at SP Jain Institute, Mumbai, at the ripe age of 35. A leading name in healthcare, he is on the board of governors of the Santokhba Durlabji Memorial Hospital, Jaipur, and the founding board member of Chaudhary Brahm Prakash Ayurvedic Charak Sansthan, New Delhi. He is the recipient of the Nagarjuna Award, the highest award in Ayurveda. He has also received the Super Brand Award for Baidyanath Chyawanprash. Joining me in this episode is Mr. Alok Saxena, National Sales Head from Red FM. So without further ado, let's talk to Mr. Ajay Sharma. Hello and welcome to Red Podcast, sir, first of all.
Thank you so much for welcoming me and look forward for this conversation.
Talking about Baidyanath, which is a household name, and talking about Chyawanprash, which is again a very household object. Everybody knows the benefits of Chyawanprash. It's a great recipe for health and, you know, blah, blah, blah. But I want to understand from you, since you, from a business perspective also, coming from the house of the Baidyanath and the family, which is known as the, you know, holding the torch for Ayurveda, why and how do you think Baidyanath and Chyawanprash both have survived the test of the time, sir?
Okay, so if you see it from a business point of view, we are like taught every product has a life cycle. A product only extends its life cycle if it is relatable, if it is of use and need to the society of that time. Now, coming to Baidyanath, you see, Baidyanath is Ayurveda and Ayurveda is nature. So as long as we survive on our nature around us, Ayurveda is going to be there. So some things do defy the life cycle. So if you say Chyawanprash, I would say it's like the neem tree. You're going to ask me why does the neem tree still exist? Well, you know, the answer is in this question.
Once again, I think this is just amazing how this conversation is turning out to be. Very, very nicely put, you know. उस सवाल का भी आपने जवाब दे दिया जिसको लोग कहते हैं कि कुछ सवालों का जवाब नहीं होता. You just answer that question in the same
but going again, you see, at Baidyanath we give a lot of importance to honesty of our product. So a product has to be effective and benefiting the population only if the efficacy is maintained. So the purity and efficacy is what keeps us good.
Correct. So since, you know, we were discussing your books, we have another podcast with Mr. Ajay Sharma where he speaks about his book on Hooked in Books. You can go and check that out. And that is where, you know, he told us about how business families need to, you know, at certain point of time, bifurcate into stepping back from the managing position and turning it into a professionally run business. I want to understand from you, sir, how difficult was it for you to carve out a place in your own family? Because, you know, you spoke about how, you know, by the time you reach the third generation, there's a whole network of uncles, aunts, cousins, real brothers, sisters. You know, there's a whole family. The matrix is very complex. How did you, within your family, because, you know, we have heard so many times within the business families, the competition is within also. The product is competing in the market out there, but the people inside the families are also competing to get the best person to be in the best role, probably. You know, that's the best way to put it.
So it's not easy. It's a lot of hard work and a lot of dedication. You have to believe in your business, your brand, and yourself. So, retrospective, anybody can say, oh, it was all fun and laughter and everything. But it was, the advantage with me was that actually I hit upon my passion. So, if you are in your passion, you are bound to succeed. A lot of young people in the family businesses, they are forced to do a business, but it may not be their passion.
Correct.
And that is where the trouble starts, you know, because you're not enjoying what you're doing. So you have to be enjoying what you do. So for me, that was my plan.
So it's a lot of sweat and blood and hard work, I think.
Hard work and passion.
Passion.
It has to, you have to be passionate. Otherwise, you're not going to devote all your time and energy and money to it. Like Hindi mein, they say, tan man dhan.
Tan man dhan, correct, correct. Matlab aisa, jaise hum Hindi serials mein dekhte hain, family serials, family business wale serials, aisa wala kuch nahi hua hai. Itna matlab, complex nahi hota hai. Or say, the big movies that we see about.
We have been blessed by God and the elders of the family.
So, to that.
Yeah, like you said, tan, man, and dhan. Now, this year, for the last year and a half, it's been very, very difficult for the entire world. This pandemic has really, you know, done rounds and it's still active. So, like, how one can apna tan kaise bachaye, man sahi rakhe, aur corporates ke liye bahut zaruri hai, because unko kaam bhi karna hai, family bhi dekhni hai, and still they have to be healthy so that their family also be happy at home.
धन भी आए सर, सही बात है.
और धन भी आए, because allopathy में बहुत सारा धन लगता है. So Ayurveda एक ऐसा चीज है जो कि अब बहुत ज़्यादा प्रसिद्ध हो रहा है पूरे विश्व में. How do you foresee that a corporate executive can keep them healthy and immune with Ayurveda, with Vedana?
So it's a very, very important and a relevant question you just asked me. Traditionally, in the corporate world, it was always that I'm looking for earnings and position.
Yes.
Now you yourself tell me that that is changing.
Yes, okay. It is.
This COVID has taught you that no, you also want peace of mind. You want a peace of soul, means that you want your family around. So technically, the three aspects of your body, your body, your mind, and your soul, the day you start to take care of this. Now, body, mind, and soul starts with like prevention. So it could be Ayurveda, it could be yoga, it could be meditation, or it could be just a happiness in your family. You know, there are a lot of ways to start from the prevention start of it. So till now, we were always seeing what was visible. Visible was the body. Mm-hmm. So it was all to do about cosmetics and how you look, your clothing, your appearance, your hairdo. But now you also know that there is a very strong part inside you, which is your mind, which is actually guiding your body. And this COVID, when we were all alone, stuck in our houses, our rooms, in our bodies, we realized that the mind also has to be given a space to grow and has to stay healthy. And then when we started to stay with our families is when we actually reached out to our soul. And we said, well, we have to take care of the soul too. So I guess for the corporate world, they already, you know, this kind of a thought process had started to come from the West. It has always existed in the East, in India, in abundance. But for the corporate world, I guess you have to just reach out a little bit, not very far, to these three aspects, and you'll be very successful. Indians are successful because of this knowledge.
Oh, correct. That's a very great question.
It is actually very important because there's a lot of stress today with the, you know, people working in the corporates and rest of the other parts of the world, different industries. And everybody is so, you know, concerned today.
Let us define stress.
Yeah.
When we try to do something which we are not skilled to do.
True.
It creates stress.
Very nice.
So either enhance your knowledge on that subject or ask somebody else to do it. Hire a professional to do it or get help to do it. Yeah. Why stress yourself out? Being in Ayurveda,
yeah.
I have seen answers lie in very simple things like a neem leaf, in a giloy, in an amla. You know, answers for all this do not lie in capsules and syrups.
Yeah,
believe me, it's in your skill set.
Very right.
Fantastic. This is what is coming from the director and Vedana Private Limited, Mr. Ajay Sharma. Answers are very simple. They lie in giloy, neem, meditation, yoga. That's like, beautiful.
Yeah, it's like clean bowl, you know. So now when I say clean bowl, let's understand how sporty are Mr. Ajay Sharma is. Do you follow sport? And you've seen the current performance of India in Olympics. From Shunya to 7 medals, how do you react on it?
Sports is highly essential. And especially for a businessman, because sportsmanship is what actually makes you an entrepreneur, right? So I know that business and sports go hand in hand. Yeah. So being an Indian, very typically, cricket obviously is always on the top because it's all around you. But yes, I watch a lot of like tennis. I do like soccer and also hockey. All in all, I keep myself busy. I follow. I'm not a fan of a particular guy per se. I believe in sports. I see the team spirit. I see the Chakte India in that.
He's a businessman, spoken like a businessman.
True. Very nice.
No individual, it's a team effort. I like that. And that's very beautifully put. This is a very, sort of a heavy question. Maybe you have something like that to change. Maybe you do not. But still, I'll go ahead and ask if you could change one decision in your life. And you can choose to answer a business point of view or personally.
No, actually, I was just trying to think that what one, because I have had a very fulfilling life. I've had some very interesting, opportunities, and I've grabbed those opportunities. So I can't pinpoint anything which I would like to change, because everything has been, an experience, a learning, and I have done it beautifully well. So I don't see anything which I would like to change, because they have all been highly interesting.
Great. Everything has led you to this moment where you are, that you can sit here and say when you look back that, it's just been fantastic. I think that's also another spirit that comes from following your passion, I think, because since you're passionate in what you do, I think that is the reason why you would not change anything, because there'll be very few reasons, I can assess that much in having this much of conversation with you. I get to see the kind of man you are little by little, not too much, of course. But from whatever I can take away, I think I'll get more peep into you once I read your book. That I would like to believe like that. So if I go ahead and ask you, no mistakes, no changing, what was one of the most challenging moments that you faced in your life? Say probably which left you with an impression or left you with knowledge or left you with an insight. Personally, professionally, either way.
Emotionally, it was the death of my father. When he passed away, for a son, it is highly, emotional like time. But being a guru also, and being the head of the family, it was quite a devastating time for me. But I did come out scratch proof from that too. The way our
he made you.
The way families are. Yeah.
So your family must have also made you.
So after his death, we took upon this task of professionalizing the business. And getting the family out of it. So that has been quite challenging, but quite interesting. And in fact, quite successful now, if you ask me.
So this combines beautifully both the personal and the professional part of the most challenging moments, I think. They came together as one, but they affected you in both ways. I get that. You can win in the marketplace only when you've innovated or you've pioneered a concept or a product. We have seen so many such products that Baidyanath has already done. But we are now talking about the changing times, like how you've been saying now, the TG is changing every 4 years. And just like a sports person cannot sit on his past laurels, he needs to go out and earn and play again. I think the same is with any product and any business we talk about. So which has been, according to you, Baidyanath's most futuristic product, in the whole city that you have?
Off the rack, if you ask me, Baidyanath was the brand which actually researched a sugar-free Chyawanprash. So Chyawanwet, our sugar-free Chyawanprash, definitely is the product of the future.
Correct.
And it's a constant journey. R&D is highly important. Innovation is highly important in any industry. And you'll keep seeing a lot more coming out. But yes, offhand, since Chyawanprash is the flagship, a sugar-free Chyawanprash, and it was conceived by my father.
Oh, wow.
He knew that the times are going to come.
Jinko Chyawanprash mummy ne bachpan mein khilaya aur bade ho gaye, she's like, oh my God, isme kitna sugar hai, but mujhe bahut acha lagta hai khane mein. Agreed. That's known as having the right kind of research and knowledge, and of course, the foresight, I think. That's also great. You make an outstanding owner, manager, come manager. Now, since you're in the T3 phase, the transition phase, you'll get to know everybody who's tuning in and watching this. You'll get to know what we're talking about, the transition phase. He speaks about the 3-4 T's of the family business in his book. You've got to read that to know more about it. But I also believe that a professional manager cannot match the entrepreneurial zeal, determination, guts, and deep involvement in the business that the owner-manager brings. Is that the case?
I beg to differ, yeah. I would beg to differ, yeah. You have to have the right skill set. You have to have the right environment, loaded with the responsibilities and the authorities. The job can be done by anybody from the family or outside the family. It doesn't matter.
I like that. You're somebody already who's told us, you know, enough number times that you need the right kind of skill, because that leads to stress if you don't have the skill. So either increase your knowledge or find another person who's skilled enough to get that job done. Correct. So how Ayurveda and Vaidyanath are helping the people during this corona period, I would like to understand that also. As people in corporates, you know, they need to work in order to run their families. I want to understand, how is Vaidyanath and Ayurveda, according to you, helping the corporate section of our country?
Helping is part of our DNA. You know, Vaidyanath is an honest brand, a 100-year-old brand. The ethics of the brand is to help. So if you ask me to mention it out, it'll become a small booklet. It's part of your living. So there are billions of ways, right from the workers in the hospitals, industry, down to the, in the first lockdown, we supported the police force, their health, all through that. We went down to the urban sectors where initially there was the fear. Then it turned to the rural side. So it has been a very challenging, but a very fulfilling journey. COVID has taught us a lot, and it has actually re-honed our skills to be able to, you know, be firefighters.
Firefighters. You know? Yeah. I think nobody realized. Each and every person or a business or a, you know, a individual never realized how they could also do this. Right. Apart from what they were doing. I think it's time for you to write another book, as in when the pandemic subsides, I have a new set of learning. I'm not kidding. I'm being very honest, I think. I think it'll come. I have a feeling it'll come. Maybe a small one, like a small coffee table, this thing, but I'm sure it'll come. So talking about in today's world, you know, since I just spoke to you about, I asked you which is the most futuristic product according to you and why, and you mentioned Chyawanprash, but since the times are changing, you know, Vaidyanath is also bifurcating, and Ayurveda is coming into every aspect of life. I mean, who would have thought at one point of time Ayurveda would come into cosmetics also? And so many things, it's all now seeping in, you know, it's just flourishing and running. So tell us a little bit more about all these different lines, you know, that we have Mantra Herbal, we have in India. The range includes skincare, hair care, oral care. So I would want to hear more about these lines from you.
Under the umbrella brand, we have taken a conscious decision to promote and propagate niche brands targeted to segments, like categories, which are the growing categories of the future. So you have seen a few, you're going to see a few more in the marketplace. So I guess let us leave them to speak for themselves in the marketplace than to talk about it. But yes, we consciously have to get down to address. See, Ayurveda now has become, young generation has woken up to it.
Right.
So till now, it was, you know, always older generation, a person would always reach Vaidyanath at the age of 40. When the body actually starts to say, hey, now you need to take care of me. You know, so now you're going to see a lot more this. So these are just the starters. So let's wait for them to come in the market and probably do another interview dedicated to that.
Oh, interview, we'll want to talk about it on a station. I mean, their conversation changes into that conversation.
Yeah, but that's okay, right.
And that gets me to another question, which I think Alok is itching to ask about the consumer segments in the
competitive world. So there are a lot of brands are there. Each and every category, every segment, you have a fierce competition. So in today's time, how do you foresee your marketing strategy to come out of the clutter of brands which are already there in the marketplace to a consumer's mind, which one is the best? There is a legacy of a brand, but still there is a lot of change required with the changing times. So how you keep on evolving your marketing strategy to remain effective for the current times?
So currently we are undergoing that.
All right.
I will not say that we are there. We are undergoing that. Yeah. And you will see it change and it unfolding in front of your eyes. I think so by the month now.
Lot of excitement. Wow. Excitement. Wow.
There's a lot of excitement there.
I was just telling Alok that, you know, we talk about so many other brands. I mean, this is a brand I And you don't have to tell me to. So what happens is when we talk about on radio, we are RJs, right? When we present or we talk about somebody, some product, you know, I go like, this is something that I don't believe in, you know, when I'm talking about. I mean, why don't we talk about more such things? Because this is what I see people in my generation also now, you know, reaching out to us. Like, you know, I was just telling you, let's get them to come here on board and let us speak about
this. Okay, so one point out here, Baidyanath was predominantly a curative brand.
Yeah, absolutely.
You see, and if you fall ill, you have to come to Baidyanath for the cure. So now the marketing shift is that we have to be seen also as a preventive brand.
Preventive, correct.
A lifestyle brand. So there are a lot of areas. You see, segmentations has gone down drastically now, you know. So niche markets, niche products, niche brands, you know. So, well, it's a bigger playing field now. So it's going to be interesting. And especially for a growing family. We have our hands. It's a growing family.
Yes.
You know, and our knowledge, the leverage we can pull. I doubt, you know, it'll be parallel to anybody else who will.
No, correct. Because, you know,
I'm robust and excited about the future.
I'm sure. Because when you talk about Ayurveda and when you combine it with somebody who also comes from a family of knowledge, who's had their education, you know, it makes for a very, very trustworthy and a faithful combination, I think, from a consumer point of view. You know, for me, I'm not putting in my money or my health into somebody who's just like a novice and does not know and is getting onto the fad. So, you know, one of the most important things, I think, from me, if I go to buy a product from Baidyanath, is because you guys have not jumped onto a fad. I know that. You've been here forever since my parents and grandparents. So that's nice.
That's a very, very valid point what Sarat said, that Baidyanath, when you at 40 and then you realize, oh, yes, I need. But now, since they have product range, which is for kids, for younger audience, for adults, for everybody in the family. So that's how to reach out to those people. That's the reason I wanted to ask, so that different audiences, you have to reach differently. Because one medium may not work for all three or four segments of the society.
That's the need for today.
That's the need for today. Just like how one product from Baidyanath House will not serve the whole country now, 1.3 billion people. I think that's what we've put into place. And it's such a pleasure to have, you know, this session. But thank you so much, sir, for being a part of this conversation on Red Podcast. I hope the people who have tuned in, they're going to leave with a value of knowledge and tricks and tips. Not just like we get from your products, but from you, the person behind the whole brand that, you know, we all have taken into our own families for generations, I think. And I hope that keeps continuing for generations to come ahead of me and you. I'm sure that's going to happen.
In this episode of Game Changers, we have a very iconic personality. The man behind Baidyanath, Mr. Ajay Sharma. He was born to the first family of Ayurveda, the Baidyanath Group, which now completes 100 years of caring and has seen four generations own and manage it. Mr. Ajay Sharma began his formal education at St. Joseph's Convent, Allahabad, completing it at Mayo College, Ajmer, and graduated from the University of Allahabad. He studied Family Business Management at SP Jain Institute, Mumbai, at the ripe age of 35. A leading name in healthcare, he is on the board of governors of the Santokhba Durlabji Memorial Hospital, Jaipur, and the founding board member of Chaudhary Brahm Prakash Ayurvedic Charak Sansthan, New Delhi. He is the recipient of the Nagarjuna Award, the highest award in Ayurveda. He has also received the Super Brand Award for Baidyanath Chyawanprash.